Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. We're joined by Sean O'Hara for a little mid-season Giants report. Sean, you ready to go?
Ready to rock.
Well, let's start with the defense. The last two games, the last 10 quarters, the Giants defense has not allowed a score. The special teams, the only thing standing between them and two straight shutouts. What's been the difference these last two and a half games?
Well, I think they're definitely playing a lot more physical, but I have to say that I think John Beeson has really added a new element to this defense. Not only is it with his speed and his physical play, we know what he can do sideline to sideline. I mean, this guy was a perennial Pro Bowler. I played against him a number of years when he was at Carolina, but this guy understands what offense they're trying to do to you. So I look at him on the field and the way that he's talking to his teammates, getting them lined up. I think his football intelligence is really coming through, and I think that his energy and his leadership has really helped out with that front seven, getting them set up and having them recognize plays.
And obviously, Sean, the defense helps because it doesn't give up points, but it also has put the offense in a position here where for two straight games, this team has been able to commit themselves to the running game, even though they're only gaining 2 or 3 yards per carry, because they have confidence the defense can keep teams out of the end zone.
Well, it's complimentary football at its finest, John. And when your defense is doing a great job of keeping teams out of the end zone, it allows you to be patient. And I think Kevin Gilbride has really enjoyed that. He doesn't feel like I have to play catch-up. I have to match the other team's offense point for point. So you mentioned the run game. It allows you to be patient with that. And a lot of times, you know, we talked about how the run game, it doesn't have to necessarily be 5 yards, 8 yards every single run. It's the presence of the run game, even if it is just 2 yards. That's what Kevin Gilbride loves, because it enables him to get big plays in the passing game through play action.
And for two straight games, the Giants have been able to play with a lead. That also means Eli Manning doesn't feel the pressure of having to throw the ball down the field, make big plays. Therefore, two straight games, no turnovers.
Yeah, for the first time this season, they go into the Minnesota Vikings game at halftime with a lead. And then again last week. So 2 weeks in a row now, they get to come out at halftime with a lead. I think it has helped the entire team, but you mentioned the fact that Eli doesn't feel like he has to pressure anything. I think that they've definitely missed on some opportunities. You know, there's been an overthrow here or there to Hakeem Nicks, a drop pass by Hakeem Nicks and Victor Cruz as well. But I don't think Eli feels like I have to throw the ball 50 times now. He's been able to hand the ball off. We saw it in Chicago with Brandon Jacobs and then Peyton Hillis. The fact that he's doing a great job of running the football and taking care of it as well. And then I think also what Peyton Hillis has added in the receiving game. You know, we saw 2 weeks ago against the Vikings, he had 5 catches that went for 45 yards, but they were big yards. They were third down and eights, third down and nines, check downs that are basically like runs. And I think that's helped out this offense a lot.
Less than 40 passing attempts each of the last two games, a lot more shorter passes, shorter drops, all helpful. But this Giants team is still missing an element which really helped them win a Super Bowl a couple years ago. They aren't getting those big explosive plays down the field. Why has that been missing so far this year?
Well, that's a good question, John. And I think Victor Cruz still, he represents that opportunity. He is their big play receiver. And I think what teams are doing is they're saying, look, Hakeem Nicks has been inconsistent, so now we're going to focus on Cruz. We're going to take him away. We heard Bill Belichick say in the Super Bowl, hey, make him beat us with Manningham. That's what teams are doing. They're saying, we're going to make you beat us with Nicks or with Myers or with Randall. And, you know, I think the other thing, too, is I think when you're not playing from behind, I don't think you feel the need to make those downfield throws. And I think that's what we come to see from this offense. We expect the big throws. Eli loves to take shots downfield, and it's great. But when you're not in that position where you feel like you have to get back into the game with big plays, you don't have to be as aggressive all the time.
You also have to protect well enough to give Eli the time to drop five or seven steps and throw it as well. What's one thing the Giants need to do to really get on a roll here, make a run in the second half, only 2 games behind the Cowboys in the division now, halfway through the season, to potentially make a run to try to win this NFC East?
Well, I think taking care of the football is paramount number one. I mean, the turnover differential, I'm sure that's one of the things that Tom Coughlin is going to be looking at this bye week. But I think special teams need to start making contributions in a good way. We've seen now 4 touchdowns on special teams. That can't happen. Usually you're saying we can win a football game if we win 2 out of the 3 phases, that being football, defense, offense, and special teams. If you win 2 of those phases, you're going to win a football game. Well, they're not winning in special teams. So they're all things that can be corrected. They can cover better. You know, the snafu, that's going to be corrected. So I think for this special teams to contribute, kickoff return, punt return, to maybe get an explosive play there, I think that could really help them a lot.
We're Sean O'Hara. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us on Giants.com. Enjoy your bye week. We'll see you next week. Have a good one, everybody.